It's not difficult to see yourself in multi-dimensions once the koshas are described. The physical dimension contains action. You live here whenever you see yourself as a body separate in time and space. The pranic dimension connects you to other living things. You live here when you see yourself as part of the web of life, a creature of nature. The mental dimension organizes reality through thought. You live here when you see yourself as the sum of your thoughts, desires, wishes, dreams, and fears. The ego dimension defines your unique identity. You live here when you see yourself in terms of I, me, and mine. The dimension of bliss holds out ultimate fulfillment through love and joy. You live here when you see yourself blending into everything through the power of love, or when you have no other sensation than ecstasy. Making these dimensions more familiar doesn't automatically bring them together, however. Each kosha, as we saw, can pull you closer to wholeness or increase your tendency to remain separate and isolated. The rishis considered wholeness to be the only reality. The goal of life is to find unity or yoga, and this can be accomplished, they said, by focusing on each kosha. Physical body. Yoga uses physical postures called asanas that combine strength and body awareness to bring us to physical consciousness. Pranic body. Yoga uses exercises in soft, self-aware breathing, pranayama, to bring us to consciousness of the flow of prana. Mental body. Yoga uses the whole field of discrimination to bring us to consciousness of how the mind works. Ego. Yoga uses mindfulness in all its various forms, such as contemplation and meditation, to bring a person to consciousness of the I am that underlies all experience. Body of bliss. Yoga uses sustained periods in a deep state of silence to bring the subtle vibration of bliss to the surface of the mind, making a person conscious that the hum of the universe is present in every experience. I have outlined very briefly the contours of yoga as a way of life, but a typical modern person cannot be expected to suddenly shift his or her allegiance so drastically. This makes the after in the afterlife too far away to work with. Let me simplify things by making some suggestions about action in each of the five koshas. Anamaya kosha, the physical body. Nourish and respect your body. Appreciate its incredible inner intelligence. Do not fear it or taint it with toxins. Take time to really be in your body. Take it outside and let it play. Pranamaya kosha, the vital body. Go out into nature and sink into the feeling that this is your home. Respect and nourish the ecosystem. Do not harm other living things. See nature without fear or hostility. Reverence for life is the key here. Manomaya kosha, the mental body. Develop positive uses of the mind. Read and appreciate what is finest in human expression. Become aware that you are a wholeness and allow ideas to come in that support wholeness over separation. Resist us versus them thinking. Examine your automatic reactions and secondhand beliefs. Find every opportunity to welcome signals from your higher self. Vijnanamaya kosha, the ego body. Find a vision, go on a quest. Fit yourself into the larger pattern of growth. Seek ways to evolve personally. Celebrate the vast traditions of spirit and wisdom that unite cultures. Be as humane as you can in every way, following the dictum, "The world is my family." Anandamaya kosha, the body of bliss. Develop your own practice for transcending and finding bliss. You already know the phrase, "follow your bliss." Now put it into practice through some kind of alpha wave exercise like meditation and deep relaxation. Devote yourself to discovering what samadhi, the silence of deep awareness, is really like. Experience your own being as a reason to be here.